hold ourselves down with this toxic food and food that is not natural. And when we bring back the natural, we also bring back the spiritual. We invite in more glow and more radiance. And we start to feel a sense of something higher, of something greater. And the way I describe that and the way I phrase that is we feel something noble. We feel a noble essence in raw foods.
Welcome, beneficent viewers, to Healthy Living on Supreme Master Television. This week, we feature the first of a two-part interview with David Wolf, a nutritionist, author, and lecturer who is an expert on raw foods, natural health, beauty nutrition, herbalism, chocolate, and organic superfoods. David is quite popular, and some of his celebrity fans include co-founder and chief executive officer of Apple, Steve Jobs, and Hollywood actors Angela Bassett, James Caan, and Woody Harrelson. For the past 16 years, this accomplished individual, who has a master's in nutrition and a law degree, has been informing the world of the benefits of a raw food diet and natural living through over 1,750 live lectures, CDs, DVDs, and books. Some of his bestsellers include Eating for Beauty, Naked Chocolate, David Wolf on Raw Foods, Superfoods, The Food and Medicine of the Future, and the Sun Food Diet Success System. He is the co-founder of the BestDayEver.com online health magazine and is the founder and president of the Fruit Tree Planting Foundation, a nonprofit charity whose mission is to plant 18 billion fruit trees across the globe. Through the foundation's efforts, thus far tens of thousands of fruit trees have been planted in North America, South Asia, and Africa. In our interview, we asked David to discuss the advantages of a raw food diet. He began by defining the term raw food.
What is raw food against? Fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds and seaweeds, all raw, organic. Flowers, sprouts, grasses like wheatgrass, superfoods and super herbs. One of the great gifts that gives us, it allows us to really begin to detect what's going on in our body. And it gives us a lot of insight in that way. Of course, there's great nutrition in these foods, and there's wonderful amounts of antioxidants, vitamins and minerals and trace minerals, polysaccharides, which are essential sugars that heal us.
David Wolf is well known for his uplifting lectures on how raw foods can change one's life for the better. Why does he feel so passionate about raw food?
Raw food has definitely made me more open to that infinite supply of love that emanates from all living things and really from everything. And it allows you to tune into subtler forces that are available to us. It allows you to tune into beauty and the beauty ethic and the power of beauty in transforming ourselves and in transforming others. Tunes you into the great depth of the mystery of our world and the mystery of the cosmos, which to me is so incredible. Because our Creator is so deep and so incredibly rich that it's a mystery.
David is a firm believer in the sanctity of life and that our diet should always reflect a respect for all beings.
To bring the vibration of this whole planet up, we've got to stop this killing. And it's not just war. It's also what we're having for breakfast. It's not just this people shooting each other. It's also we're shooting these animals and we're destroying these noble life forms. And we can very deeply benefit spiritually from removing ourselves from that karma and opening ourselves up to other choices, vegan, vegetarian, and then beyond that, raw food.
Raw foods feature rich flavors, and raw chefs around the world are continually creating healthful new dishes that replicate the taste of their non-raw counterparts.
We can have raw coconut cashew ice cream, every flavor you ever wanted, raw chocolate chip mint ice cream, no dairy. It's all made out of coconut and cashews and pistachios, and you eat that, and you're like, oh my, this is incredible. What is going on? And there's no side effects. So we get all those goodies, no side effects.
According to the World Health Organization, Globally, cancer accounted for 7.9 million deaths, or about 13% of all deaths in 2007. Countless studies have demonstrated that dietary choice is a significant factor in determining the risk of cancer.
If we have a lot of sugar in our diet, if we have a lot of runaway carbohydrates in our diet, like high fructose corn syrup, what happens is we tend to get too much yin energy. This is what the problems are of civilization. This tends to feed into cancer. It feeds into candida. And we've got to cut off that food supply by taking in rich green pigmented foods, green vegetables, and green juices, and green rich superfoods like marine phytoplankton and seaweeds. We begin to bring back more of the yang energy that isn't sugared out, and our body begins to go into a healing process that then allows us to finally get a look at what this cancer really is all about. Cancer feeds on sugar. Cancer is a process of excessive oxidation in our system. Immune system collapse. Raw food is a tool that helps us spiritually reconnect, and in addition to that, helps us to get the nutrients, the minerals, the polysaccharides that help us heal from cancer.
We now have an idea about the goodness of raw food, but what about super herbs? David Wolf says these plants can both prevent and address various common health conditions.
The greatest herbs in the world, we call them tonic herbs. It's tonic. We can take it all the time, and therefore it's preventative and it's curative if we're already in trouble. Those herbs coming out of Chinese medicine, for example, and Ayurveda, and North America, and Central America, and South America, and Europe, and Russia, and Africa, and Australia, those herbs that we need are just the best of the best. So what's the best of the best coming out of Chinese medicine? Reishi mushroom. Spirit mushroom. It doesn't just grow in China. It grows in the forests of Canada. I've seen it in the forest of Asia. It's all over the place. And you learn how to use it, making teas out of it. And then you can advance into other tree mushrooms. And the tree mushrooms are the noble herbal mushrooms that gift us with immune system power. Let's look at another one, and one of my favorites, asparagus root. We all know about asparagus, but how about the root of asparagus? Considered in the top three in Chinese medicine and in Ayurveda. So we can eat certainly the shoots of asparagus, wonderful, but we can also eat the root of asparagus, which activates our immune system, it activates our joint power, it's a wonderful tonic herb, it generally is an adaptogen, so it helps us adapt to stresses of all different kinds. We can grow that in our garden, anywhere in the world. Let's look over at Amazonia. There we have cat's claw, known as uña de gato. It tastes great, very powerful antiviral. Pau de arco, very powerful antifungal to help us fight these fungi conditions. Cancer has a fungal component. Candida is a fungus. The stuff in our skin and splotches and fingernail fungus, pau de arco is a very powerful remedy and preventative of those things. Chuchu huasi. It rejuvenates our kidneys, our reproductive power, our adrenals, our lower back. And then we have another one, chanca piedra, so those of us who speak Spanish, the breaker of stones. So it breaks up stone formations, in particular in our kidneys. Kidney stones, liver stones, stone formations, arthritis in our body. So this is another herb we can add in. Ginseng is a root. What's interesting about ginseng is it accumulates all these energies over many years. That thing might be 30 years old, and it's accumulated all that wisdom and knowledge. And we have that image in our mind of that great Taoist immortal sage who lives up in the high mountains of China and is a ginseng eater, because the energies that we surround that sage with, the psychic insight, the spirituality, the meditation, the oneness with nature, all those energies are in ginseng. They're part of it. So as you take that on, it brings deeper wisdom, deeper connection, and all of it.
In addition to how ginseng can enhance our relationship with the divine, here are some final thoughts from David Wolf about how he sees raw foods benefiting our personal and spiritual growth.
My dear teacher, Walter Russell, said to me, genius is self-bestowed. Mediocrity is self-inflicted. The activation of our potential begins with this: I can. It takes just as much energy to believe you can as believe you can't. one of the things about these live foods and this education that we get is it helps to focus on our attention, and where our attention goes, energy flows. As we get healthier, we hold on to higher vibrations easier. We can see grander visions of possibility. We can see grander visions of our own work and how we can become more creative in our own work. We can access much more of our capabilities if we eat well. We tell our body by eating well that we believe in ourselves and that we have high self-esteem and that we have the courage to actually seek out the best foods. So we're kind of informing our higher self that we are in the game, that we're ready to play. And then as we develop a clear consciousness through healthy food and healthy eating, raw foods, superfoods, the great herbs of the world, living spring water, then we start being able to really access our genetic capacity. We are, each one of us, an incredibly creative being. We have the ability to access the grand halls of our imagination. We have an infinite capacity for knowledge and memory.
Thank you, David Wolf, for informing us about the power of raw foods and encouraging everyone to find the creative spark within themselves. May the people of the world soon enjoy ever more health, peace, and love from a shift to animal-free diets. Imaginative viewers, please join us next Monday on Healthy Living for the conclusion of our interview with David Wolf, where he will share more of his inspiring knowledge on raw foods and natural living. For more details on David Wolf, please visit www.davidwolf.com. Books, CDs, and DVDs by Mr. Wolf are available at www.longevitywarehouse.com. We appreciate your company on today's program. Coming up next is Science and Spirituality after Noteworthy News. May love always vibrate in the hearts of all beings.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/HL.